We've had in the past few weeks some rain, quite heavy, but actually not that much out of the ordinary. But the results have been rather serious in the sense that about 8,800 houses were flooded in that time, most of them here in the Port-au-Prince, the metropolitan area, but also in Grand-Anse, which is in the southwest of the country as well. So in total, as I said, 8,800 houses, and that means that some 50,000 people in total have been affected by these recent floods.
Tell me, Mr. de Klerk, where are you putting these people? I say that because Port-au-Prince is not a place where there's a lot of land available.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, these are temporary floods as a result of very heavy rains, which means that people, after cleaning up their houses, are usually able to return. In the meantime, they are usually accommodated with family or, if necessary, in schools. We do foresee that the large majority of these people will be able to return to their houses. But we, at the same time, together with the government, of course, have made an assessment, and several hundreds of families have had their houses that badly damaged, actually, that they would have to have major reconstruction. So that's going to take considerably longer. And with the Department of Civil Protection of the government, those families will receive particular attention. But the large majority, it's foreseen, after cleaning up, will be able to go back. Assistance is being provided in terms of helping them with that cleanup and also, of course, reducing the risk of waterborne diseases, in particular cholera.
So you've got the problem of disease, and obviously in the rainy season the risk is heightened, but also on a wider, more year-round level, how is the agriculture faring after the floods? Has that caused any damage? I know that certainly the earthquake and then a series of tropical storms in recent years has significantly damaged the agricultural stock there. Can you give us an update on that?
Well, it's early to say, because obviously we are still doing, together with the government, the assessment on the actual damage in terms of the agricultural season. But what is very clear is that these rains, you know, they were quite heavy, but as I said, nothing out of the ordinary, demonstrate again the lack of resilience that's still prevalent in this country and the relative closeness that people are to falling below the minimum. So we're very concerned that right at the beginning of the rainy season already, there seems to be such a major impact of these rains, and we are certainly bracing for the forthcoming hurricane season that will start in June and that will go until the end of the year. We are at the same time seeing a major increase in cholera cases, particularly in the metropolitan area, which gives us great concern, I should say. I mean, we've had in the past 3 months about 11,700 reported cases of cholera and 113 deaths. So if you offset that against last year's total of 27,000 cases and 300 deaths, you understand that things are not necessarily moving in a very good direction. And this is right at the beginning of the hurricane season, when usually we have larger numbers of cholera cases.